Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that was created so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers from your guidance instead of the answers that come from your mind. Our minds are absolutely wonderful, but they were actually designed to observe life, not to figure things out. So if you really want to know what's right for you, what's best for you, then you tap into your heart. You tap into the wisdom of God. You get the answer straight from the source, and it makes a world of difference. I know it's made a world of difference in my life. One of the things that I offer to people is a free discovery session, and it's 20 minutes, and we discover what it is that you believe about a particular aspect of your life, so that you can have deeper understanding of why things are the way that they are. It's just part of the wonderful, wonderful gift of living. And I'm beginning to see that living really is more and more a gift. It's taken me a while to let go of that whole idea that being in this physical body, living these lives, is like some kind of sentence that God has put us through because we did something wrong at some time. And I've come to understand that that's not true. Our lives are a gift. We are here because we chose to be here, because we wanted to experience this. There are things that we can experience in physical bodies that we can't experience when we are just in our spiritual soul selves. So this is a broadening of our experience of existence. This is a beautiful, wonderful gift. And when you stand in that energy of this being a gift, it changes everything. It opens up doors that you never would have allowed to open as long as you thought you were being punished by having to live on earth. Oh my gosh, you know, being mortal is so horrible. It makes you so much less than all of those beautiful divine beings. And all of those beautiful divine beings will tell you, as they've told me, we are equal. We are equal. Equal does not mean that we are identical. We're not supposed to be identical. I'm here to experience what I'm here to experience. I don't have to experience what anybody else is here to experience. We are each making our own choices, and we are each equal. And those beautiful divine beings are making their own choices, and they are choosing to work with us, to assist us in this understanding that we are gaining from these physical lives. They are a blessing in our lives, and we are a blessing in theirs. And that whole energy of feeling that equality between those beings that we have been taught to look up to, you know, they are up there in the sky, in heaven, wherever you imagine that that is. And now I see that that is actually inside of me. It's not separate from me. They're not separate from me. God is not separate from me. We really are one. And the more I allow myself to feel that connection, to feel that energy, that love, the better my life becomes. And the more I'm able to assist others in freeing themselves of those chains of, I'm just this poor, pathetic little mortal. Have pity on me. It's amazing how powerful we actually are. I mean, think about it. You have the energy of God in you. Powerful than God. And I'm not talking about God as that big white guy who sits on a throne with a big book and the big red pen marking down everything you've done wrong. I'm talking about the energy of love, of unconditional love, the energy that creates everything you see around you, everything that you are, that was created by that energy. And that energy is a part of you. And so you can create your life, yourself, however you want to be, because that energy is there. It's there for you. It's there in you. So what would happen if you just let yourself be? What would happen if you gave up the whole idea that you are less, that you are supposed to struggle, that you are not allowed to be happy, to be free? How would your life change? Just think about it for a second. And just breathe it in. That new you, that different you, that beautiful you. Let yourself feel it. Really open up to feeling. That's something that we don't do. We don't really allow ourselves to feel. We're afraid that if we feel that it's going to feel bad, that it's going to hurt, that it's going to be something horrible. Let all that go. Give yourself permission, just for right now, to feel. To feel the energy of that pure, unconditional love that is already inside of you. Open the door and let it in. Open your heart and let it in. And what does that feel like? Make a difference in your life right now. Because now is the only time you need to be concerned with. Now is the only time it is. I posted on Facebook this week that I finally got it. It's like, Eureka! And I gained an understanding about choices. You know, we are always making these choices. We have all these choices. Our choices are limitless. But we have been programmed, taught, trained, etc., to look at problems, to look for problems, to stand in problems. We were taught that if you stay in the problem, you will eventually find the solution, which actually doesn't work because you can only find more problem as long as you are staying in the problem. So my Eureka moment was the realization that I can choose to stay in solutions. And on some levels, that just seems so incredibly simple, and on others, it's so profound. Because when I am looking at my life from that viewpoint of standing in solutions, I have a greater understanding of why I was standing in the problems, as well as seeing how I can make different choices, how I can change things by making those different choices, which means I have to let go of the problems. And sometimes we have a really difficult time with letting go of the problem. I do the infinity healing on myself to clear out all of these issues, you know, that all of these problems that I've been hanging on to. And I find that sometimes it takes me days to actually eliminate all of the connections to a problem. And I know that that's because I have asked that, you know, that I only be cleared at a rate that is for my highest good. So I know that it's happening, and it's happening as it should be happening. Of course, my brain is saying it's not happening fast enough because our brains like that instant stuff. They like it when you can just snap your fingers and it's done. How would your life be different if you stood in the solution? If you just let go of the problem. And you don't have to worry. There are plenty of people out there who will stay in problems, so it's not like problems will have no place to be and they will stop existing, which I can't see a problem with. But you don't have to be the one to keep the problem alive. Because that's what you're doing. When you are standing in the problems, you are keeping them alive. You're not making your life better. You're not improving your life in any way, shape, or form. You're simply maintaining the problem. And isn't that very sweet of you? It really does open up so much of your life when you make the choice to stand in the solution. When you make the choice, go the whole idea that you have to suffer. You have to struggle. This life has to be hard. I was doing my morning conversation with my team, and I was talking with Jesus and talking about the imaging that has been created surrounding Jesus. You know, in a lot of churches, and especially Catholic is what I'm hearing, especially Catholic churches, there's a crucifix with Jesus on it, and he's, you know, got the crown of thorns and the nails in his hands, and there's blood, and it's just, it's just heart-wrenching. And you look at that, and you are taught to believe that he suffered for you. And that lays the groundwork for you to believe that you are supposed to suffer in your life. After all, Jesus did it. Why shouldn't you? But that's not even the message that Jesus wants us to get from his life. It's like we are completely missing the point. So I am going to let Jesus flow through me right now and let you know what he wants you to get from his life, from his existence, from everything that he did, everything that he was, and everything that he still is. My beloved, I want you to understand that my life was an example, not an example of suffering and struggling, an example of possibilities, an example of the miracles that you also have the capability of creating. Everything that I did, it's possible for you to do. I am not some special child of God. You are equal to me. No matter what anyone has told you, no matter what they have taught you, the truth is, we are equal. And I am here now. And no, I'm not coming back one day and the whole world is going to go, oh my gosh, and everyone's going to float up to heaven or down to hell or whatever. I am here now. I never left. This is not something that you have to put off until the end of the days. Revelation is about understanding yourself. It's about understanding that you are making the choice of what you are living. Some of you are living in hell right now. That is what you have chosen. You have chosen to suffer, to struggle, to go without, to never have anything work, to always be this poor, pathetic little victim. That is your choice. I honor your choice. But I want you to know that you have more than one. If you choose to allow yourself to live as I did, knowing that you have God within you, knowing that you have the power to create, that you are loved, and that no matter what you do, that love will never, ever end. That makes a huge difference, because then you're not stuck in anything. You are consciously making choices. You can choose whatever you desire. God does not put limitations on you. He does not put restrictions on you. It is not written that in this life you cannot be more than this, this, and this. You're the one that creates those kinds of limitations in your life. You're the one who decide what your life is going to be about, how it's going to flow or not. So when you are trying to emulate me, and by the way, I don't expect you to be a copy of me. That's not who you are. It's not who you're meant to be. I want you to be you. But if you want to be like me, then open your heart. Open your heart and let love in and allow love to flow out and know that there is a never-ending supply. No one can ever deplete you. No matter how much love you give, there is still so much more and it is there for you. Start allowing yourself to really know what it is you want to create. You can create whatever life you want. That's what you've been doing. The life you have now is the life that you created. So you have this ability. You have this power. Even though you've barely begun to tap into it, there's so much more. So much more for you. So much more of you. So if you want to live your life as I lived mine, be the love that is within you. Allow that love to guide you. Allow that love to create the miracles that are there for you. Allow yourself to be love. And that is so much more enjoyable, so much more enlightening than being that suffering, struggling martyr that's going to prove their worth to God. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to prove anything. You are already loved, and there is no limit to that love. Be you. Be the truth of who you are. So if you want to give me a gift for my birthday, give me the gift of you, the gift of the real you, the loving you, the creative you, the magnificent you. There is no greater gift that you can give. And by giving that gift to me, you are also giving it to yourself and to the whole world. I love you, and that will never change. So you can see that a lot of the things that we are taught about ourselves, about God, about life, they are the creations of people. A lot of it comes from fear. Fear about what's possible. Fear about what's not possible. Fear about who you are and who you are meant to be. We put all of these conditions, all of these burdens on ourselves. None of it is required. So what would happen if you let it go? What would happen if you stood in the solution? How would your life change? Who would you become? Who would you find out that you already are? Because that's what it's all about. Your life is about you. Each of us is the center of our own little universe. And each of us is creating all the little things that are happening in our lives. And each of us is the one in control of those little things that are happening in our lives because we're the ones creating them. And the only person you are responsible for is you. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't have influence on other people, because you do. But you're not responsible for those other people. You don't determine what they think. You don't determine what they eat. You don't determine what they wear. You don't determine whether or not they breathe. You are not responsible for them. You're responsible for you. Being in that energy of accepting that the only person you are responsible for is you, and that you have that love, the energy of the Creator, inside of you. So you are not just some little physical body. You're so much more. It's like someone who has a computer that is capable of doing the most complicated mathematical equation computations possible. And they use it to add 2 + 2. Yes, it is capable of doing that. And the computer doesn't have a problem with the fact that you only want to add 2 + 2. But the computer is your access to so much more. So it's up to you how much you utilize what's within you. And for some of you, that may be bringing up thoughts about the limitations in your life and, oh my gosh, I can't. That's standing in the problem. That's what I want you to get out of. I want you to stand in the solution. So for those of you who need something more visual, something to actually do, you need to move your body to actually get the message. And you can do that in a variety of ways. You can take 2 pieces of paper. On one, write problem. On the other one, write solution. Set them about 5 feet apart. Go stand in the problem. Get out. Walk over. Stand in the solution. And see how it feels. One of the things that my guidance had me share with actually two groups of people last night was to get a box that's big enough for you to stand in, but it doesn't have to be a huge box unless you've got huge feet, and fill that box with little slips of paper that have the word solution written on them. And whenever you have a problem, go stand in your box of solution and let yourself receive solutions. Allow those solutions to actually come to you. And if you find yourself thinking about the problem, step out of the box and then step back in and say, this is my box of solutions. That is all I am thinking about when I'm in my box. And allow the solutions to come. And the solutions are limitless. Just like we found that we can have limitless problems. We have been gifted with these lives so that we can experience who we are. So that we can experience who we are on so many different levels. And yet we deny who we are. We deny so much of life. I was reading this thing on Facebook yesterday that was talking about this woman who had lived the perfect life. You know, she'd only eaten what was correct. She'd used the right sunscreen. She'd never smoked. She never drank. She never did anything that anybody said was wrong. She made sure that she always kind of colored within the lines sort of person. And she was dying of cancer, skin cancer. And it was literally eating her alive. Well, she'd done everything right. So why was this happening to her? And then the story went on to talk about a man who had done everything wrong. He drank, he smoked, he ate meat, tons of meat. He ate anything he wanted to. You know, he did whatever he wanted. He would spend hours in the sun. His skin would get so incredibly dark that people would think he was a different race. And he was old. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you have perfect health. Can you see that the woman who was doing everything that everybody said was the right thing to do was actually limiting her life? She was actually living in fear. Think about that. And what she was afraid of was that she would grow old and she would be sick and she would suffer. And what she created was that she grew old, she got sick, and she suffered. It's not a matter of following those rules that other people have set for you. It's a matter of listening to your heart, of doing what feels right for you. Because the only one you're responsible for is you. So when you look at those two people, you look at that woman who did everything right. What were her regrets about her life? Well, the fact that she did everything right. The fact that she didn't allow herself to do the things that would bring her pleasure. She never allowed herself to even sample things to see if she liked them. She just listened to the rules that said, you shouldn't, don't do that. And she didn't. So you can either be that little kid who's afraid of getting your hand slapped for doing something that someone says you're not supposed to do, or you can be that person who says, I'm going to do what's right for me. And if what's right for me is eating an entire roasted pig, then that is what I'm going to do. I find it so interesting the way that we get into that group mentality about what is right and what is wrong. I've known a lot of people who were vegetarians. And most of them were not vegetarians because they didn't like meat. They were vegetarians because someone had told them that your spiritual energy is cleaner if you don't consume the flesh of animals. That's really interesting. That means that God's saying, I've got a preference for these people over here because they're not eating these animals. When God's love is unconditional, which means there are no conditions, which means that God doesn't restrict your energy based on what you eat, unless you believe that. And then it's you doing the restrictions with your belief. Okay. So, Peg, if that is you, please press 1 so that it will raise your little symbol. And I'm not seeing a 1. I guess I should wait with time delay and all of that kind of stuff. All right. Then I will keep talking. So during this Christmas season, what is it that you're creating? What is it that you really want to create? Your life is all about your choices. You're not condemned, predestined, whatever terminology works for you, to be a particular way or to live a particular life. You are always, in every moment, making choices. When we were little kids, you know, and it was the holiday season, and there would be presents wrapped and under the tree if you're in the Christmas kind of motif. And if it's a different religion for you, then see whatever it was that you used to see. I remember I would always wonder what my presents were. And so I actually became extremely good at unwrapping and rewrapping presents. Like, I'm so good at it now that people bring me presents and ask me to wrap them, because apparently I can wrap anything. But it's from years of dedication in my childhood to knowing what was in those boxes. And I guess my parents kind of caught on to it because they stopped letting me be alone with the Christmas tree. So then I had to figure out how to sit next to the Christmas tree and just get my finger into packages. And I did that. And one year I did that, and it was something really soft. And, of course, it was my present because I didn't care what anybody else was getting. And it was something just incredibly soft, and it just felt so nice to feel it. And I was so anticipating finding out what it was. And it ended up being this coat that was, I guess, it wasn't really, but it was, I don't know what kind of fabric that was, but it was like fake furry kind of something. And it did feel really soft, and I loved that coat. But I can remember sitting there next to the Christmas tree with my arm hanging down and my finger was inside that package, just feeling that wonderful softness of that fabric. And I was so happy. Now we don't allow ourselves to feel that. We don't allow ourselves to feel good. We have all of these restrictions and restraints on what we can and cannot do, who we can and cannot be, what we will and will not allow in our lives. Keeps us so contained and so unhappy. Because how can you be happy if you're contained? It's like if you have a dog and you crate train it. And you're crate training it for its higher good, you know, actually you're doing it so that it won't rip up your house when you're not there. But that really is for its highest good, because then you're not going to kill it. But we crate train our dogs And we put them in their little crate and we give them their little toy that they're supposed to have while they're in there. And we expect them to be happy with that. And they're not. They really aren't. I mean, they don't have a problem with being in a small, enclosed space. And if you left the door open, they'd probably go in there anyway. But they don't like the idea of not having a choice. Look at your life. What is it that you have put yourself in a crate about? How are you keeping yourself from having a choice? From creating the life that you really choose to live, not the one that you feel that you are stuck with. And remember, anytime you're feeling stuck, it's because you are in the problem. Go stand in solutions. And you won't be stuck anymore. And it just seems so incredibly simple to me now, but it's taken me years to actually have it click. Even though my guidance has been showing me that answer over and over, and I can see now that they've been showing it to me over and over. But at the time, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it because I was too busy looking at the problems. I thought that I needed to look at the problems, to study the problems, to analyze the problems, to take the problems and cut them into little pieces and examine each little piece, to get to know each little cell of the problem. And the more I understood the problem and analyzed the problem, the easier it would be for me to solve the problem. And the fact that it never worked just wasn't clicking for me either. I think I started to believe that I needed to look more into the problem. I needed to analyze it more. I need to bring in other people to look at the problem. And if I have, you know, enough people looking at the problem, then surely we can see what the solution is. Sounds like a lot of businesses, doesn't it? But as long as your focus is the problem, you don't see the solution. You know, it's like the thing Einstein said about you can't solve a problem with the same thinking that created the problem. As long as you are in the problem, then that is all you are in. And when you are in solutions, that is all that you are in. So you get to decide where you want to be. You want to hang out in the problem area or do you want to hang out in the solution area? It's your choice. It's always your choice. So think about that. Okay, then this may be pegged because you pressed the number one and I can see it. Let's see.
Hi, Barbara. I'm
oh?
So sorry. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes,
I'm in my car. I totally forgot today. This has been a crazy week. And but I saw that you had said Barbara and Peg today. So I have an appointment at 1, but I can talk for up until 1. So that's about, I guess, 20 minutes if you would like, or but I just
that's
wanted
fine.
To
that's great.
Okay, all right, thanks. Just wanted to wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, New Year's, all the stuff that's happening, I guess, at this time.
Well, wonderful. Okay. Let me see what they want us to talk about. Oh, they want us to talk about you. Okay, Peg, what's going on in your life that you need to talk about?
Not a whole lot. Well, I mean, there's one thing that I'm beginning is going to be an Angel Wisdom Circle, and it's going to start in January, and we're going to be working with one angel a month. It's kind of like my class. we'll be talking about making intentions and working with that angel, and we'll talk to you about the crystals and affirmations, and just sharing our experiences. And we'll have a Facebook page. And if anyone has any questions and might be interested in joining, you can contact me at peg@pegsangelicalwhispers.com, or just go to my site, pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and just check it out. And so that's kind of the really big thing. I'm limiting it to about 10 people, but possibly 12 or 15. And I'm going to extend the join date to the, I think, to the 12th of January, because this is a crazy time. People don't want to think about what's happening next year. They just want to get through the season. So I decided to extend it a little bit more. But it should be really good. I mean, I think people are beginning to understand, you know, the connection to our angels and stuff. And I think sharing it with a group of people, or sharing to the extent that you want, you know, is will be good. It's very much a, you know, an internal journey too. You know, it's understanding that, mm-hmm. and we'll go over, you know, the ways that we connect with our angels if there are those that don't know. And I will have a meditation for people that will be like a bonus when they sign up, and also a bibliography of different angel books of different authors that have been written to. So those are my two bonus things. And if, like I said, if anyone's interested, please contact me. So that's that about that. What else is going on?
Well, actually, I have a question about that.
Okay.
Are you going to be channeling the angels?
Not real. I may be doing monthly calls, so I may channel the angels then. But it's mostly about people understanding their having their intention and working with that specific angel, and connecting themselves, noticing the validations and synchronicities that happen, and also journaling, because they will get a copy of my book too, so they'll also be journaling their interactions with their angels.
Okay. So what I'm getting is that you might want to expand it a little and allow them to ask questions of the angels and you channel the answers, or you could actually teach them to channel, and each month they could learn to channel and talk with each angel.
And that's what we're going to do. I'm going to, you know, talk about the clairs, and we're going to have some inspirational writing exercises that I'll be introducing to people too. And you know, and I will probably give some demonstrations on that too. But that was all part of it. It probably wasn't going to be the first month as far as channeling. It's just kind of getting used to the energy of the angels, even though they all have different ones. But I was going to start with Archangel Michael, you know, which is a very strong energy. So so that was, you know, and I think that there's going to be people that are able to channel already because they've taken my class or they've been doing it always, and there'll be ones that really haven't. So, you know, we'll go a little bit more in depth into helping them to understand and giving them examples of, you know, clairaudience, clairsentience, all the other clairs that are there.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Do they approve?
they still like the idea of you letting people ask questions and you channel the answer from the angel that you're working with for that particular month. They say that increases their understanding of that particular angel and how they can have an impact in their life.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll definitely do that. Actually, I was gonna have like a meditation each month with each angel. So I guess I was gonna kind of do that, but maybe I'll be more specific about it and make sure that I channel, you know, and they can ask questions like at the end of the meditation or something.
Okay.
So thank you, angels.
They say you're always welcome. Well, that sounds great.
Thank you. Thank you. It should be fun. It should be fun. Feel free to get in contact if anyone's interested. And you can pay, like, all at once for the year, or you can pay monthly, and the prices are on there, on the page. So,
okay. Terrific.
So, what are you doing for Christmas?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
Well, hey, I still have a week.
You have a week, right, to plan that out, right.
You know, they've been guiding me in planning next year, you know. I'm going to actually do a summit, and I'm going to be the host, and that's going to happen in March. And I have no idea how to do that, but I'm going to do it.
You're going to do what? A host?
I'm going to host a summit.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
So you're
going
to be, like, interviewing people that are...
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds excellent. So you just have to ask questions and let them do the talking.
Yeah, that part I can understand. It's, you know, putting the whole thing together. I don't know what's involved in actually doing all of that.
Yeah.
Stuff. So.
Yeah.
They're guiding me to what I need to know.
They will. And, you know, sometimes it's a theme and then just going, working around that too, you know. So.
Well, they've already given me the theme.
Oh, cool. Well, then half your work's done. I just got to find people that will do it. do it. Right.
Well, I'm sure I will be guided to the right people, the one who resonates with the energy of it.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Okay. So, well, that sounds exciting. Is it going to be around infinity healing?
Actually, the theme is around living your passion.
Nice.
So I don't know if this is going to be people who are living their passions. Well, yes, they will be people who are living their passions. And also people who teach other people how to live their passion. So people will get information about living a bigger life. Living from your heart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That sounds really good. Excellent.
It should be great.
Yeah. So you have like one speaker a day or a couple of speakers or?
I haven't really worked that part out yet, whether it'll be, you know, like 3 days of the week or an hour for each day. That seems like it would be easier on me, you know, than having a bunch of speakers in a particular day, because then that day I would be doing nothing but talking with those speakers. And that doesn't really appeal to me.
you want to expand your horizons, your daily horizons?
Yes.
That sounds good. Well, you'll be led, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
So I know that it'll all actually work out absolutely great. You know, but there's that part of me that wants to know now exactly what's going to happen. But that's what makes us all so wonderful, so interesting, so funny.
Well, I love it. You know, when I write my articles, well, right now it's after deadlines, they still haven't told me what I'm supposed to write about for the new year. And I've got to make that decision by this weekend so it can be put out. So usually I'm sitting down and they're like, okay, sit down, put your hands on the keyboard and just type. And it never fails. But I am the world's biggest procrastinator when it comes to, because I think I have to think about what I'm supposed to write, you know, or what the theme is, you know, instead of waiting to be told.
Yeah. It takes us a while to get our little heads out of the way.
Oh, I know.
You still have a few minutes, so is it okay if we take a caller?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I have my app card, so I can use those.
Okay.
Hi, you guys.
All right. Area code 646. Hi, Helena. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Both of you sound great with all the ideas and everything.
Yes, we're living in solutions.
I'm working on that. Oh, gosh. And Peg, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. And who is this?
Helena.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, Peg, if there's an angel message for me.
Pardon me?
Is there a message from the angels for me?
Okay, let's see.
Thank you.
Get my cards take a little bit longer than usual. Just pick a number, like from 1 to 20, I guess.
7.
Okay, so I picked the 7th card. Okay, God of the Arts, the artist within you is about to emerge. Okay. And they tell me just to read it, so then maybe I can get some more information. The true artist within you is about to emerge. You will soon feel a strong urge to express yourself creatively. The creative expression will lead you to a new and exciting ventures, projects, and ideas. Expressing yourself creatively will also help you to balance and heal your emotions, which in turn will help and balance and heal you physically. This is a time to be authentic and true to yourself. Allow yourself to express all you feel without reservation, censorship, or judgment. Honor the child, the inner child within you, and just be you. You can express yourself painting, sculpting, dancing, singing, musical instrument, gardening, carpentry, writing.
Mm-hmm.
Are but a few ways that you can express yourselves creatively. And I think that you do have interest in creativity, right, in different ways?
Yes. Yep.
Through writing and acting, too, was
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and interviewing, making videos, yeah.
Okay, so it's almost like, it's almost like they're asking you to maybe to try something a little bit different, you know, and kind of journal your way through it, you know. Like there might be an idea that you've had for a while, but you're like, oh, I don't know if I should do that or not.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, go ahead and do it. They're saying that this in many ways will kind of give you a new lease in life, because there will be people that will be very interested in what you're doing, you know, when they're saying to have faith and, you know, trust in your abilities and your skills and the amount of interest that it may have, too, for others. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Do you have any questions about that or anything?
Do you get anything on either singing or children's books? Either of those have a big hit?
You know, I really felt a focus on the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And and I was almost like seeing pictures of children too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have you ever done writing for children?
I haven't. I started a few things several years back and then sort of dropped them.
Okay, well, they're telling you to pick them up, and you might have some new ideas for it, too, as you're going along. You know, and I think I think there might be some poems or something that could be possibly made into songs at some point.
I started one song, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying to really explore that, and with kids in mind, singing the songs they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying to continue, you know, like whether it's poetry or song, or your prose with. With for the book, you know. Also, maybe some of the poems could be made into like stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a few lines each page with an illustrated picture or something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
they're saying to go for it.
Okay.
They're telling me too to go for it, because I'm doing the same thing. Okay. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hope that
thank
helps.
Thank you. Yeah, helps a lot. Thank you.
Okay. And Peg, it's about time for you to go for it.
Yeah, okay. I have a few more minutes then I can go.
Okay. I didn't want to make you late.
Oh no, I'm here. I'm here where I'm supposed to be.
Wonderful. So, Helena, they had me pull out my goddess cards, which I never, ever pull out. So I'm supposed to, there is a goddess in this deck that wants to talk to you.
Oh, great.
How are we
supposed to
connect the two of you, though? Cut the cards, okay? Turn it over. Mm-hmm. And that's you. Okay. So, this is Artemis.
Oh, wow.
And she's a guardian. And she says, you and your loved ones are safe and spiritually protected.
Good.
And so the picture shows her, she's standing next to a river. There's a fire in front of her. There's a deer standing behind her and a tree. Looks like sunset, and she's got her bow and arrow. Although she's not pointing them at the deer. Okay.
She would do that.
And so I am going to let her come through now and give you whatever message it is she wants to give you.
Thank you so much. This is bringing up so much emotion. Thank you.
You are my sweet, wonderful, wonderful beloved. You've been afraid for so long. And there's nothing to be afraid of. I'm always watching over you. Always. So you're never alone. when those fears are coming up, that is just the past. That is just the things that you were taught, the beliefs that you used to hang on to. Let them go. Do not hang on to any of them. You are safe. You don't even realize how connected you are. You have no concept of the beautiful grid that you are a part of, where you are connecting with so many incredible souls, both on the earth and beyond. You wanted to have this life where you could have this enormous impact on the whole world. And then you decided to play it small. You decided to hide. Although there has always been a part of you that has wanted you to stand out, to be big, to let the world know, to make a difference, to be known. And you fought that part of you for most of your life. You will occasionally do a little something, not too much, just a little something. It's time to let all that go. It's time for you to be who you really are. It's time for you to live big, to be known, to be seen, to change the world by being you. And if there are any fears or doubts or worries that are coming up around any of this, then just call on me and I will help you then go, to look past them, to stand in those solutions. And you do have the solutions already. You know that. Whenever you have allowed yourself to be in the solutions, they are right there. And they are easy. And you can do them. And there is no problem. So I want you to let go. Let go of all of that stuff that you've been hanging on to. See all of those fears, those doubts, those worries as a barge on a river. The current is flowing, and the only thing holding the barge in place is the rope in your hand. I want you to release the rope and let it all float away. And when you do that, you will see that there is this beautiful, luxurious yacht that is pulling up to you, that is lowering the gangplank, that is inviting you to come on board. Because this is what your life is meant to be. Allow it, my love. Allow you, my love. You are more. Wow.
Wow is right.
She's really something.
She's humongous. Wow. You know, I was worried just about the Craigslist scammers and them coming to my door, but obviously, I mean, there's plenty of other fears besides that, but that was, you know, one of my fears to have. I mean, that's so huge.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Okay. You are welcome.
Thank you both. Lots of love.
You already know that you are loved. One day you're going to accept it, but you know it. Okay, we're going to move to the next caller from area code 443. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What can I do for you today?
Well, I was just wondering if you could give me some insight on love life. I am seeing someone new, and I'm just wondering what the potential is there.
Okay. Well, they had me pull out these goddess cards. They never have me do. And now they're saying she needs a card too. So, I will ask them to show me your goddess card. There, okay. Oh, wow, you've got Mother Mary. Oh, and she says, expect a miracle. Have faith that your prayers have been heard and are being answered. So have you been praying about your love life?
Yeah, yeah, just for the, you know, the partner that serves my highest good. Been through a lot. So.
Okay. So Mother Mary wants to talk to you, so I'm going to let her give you the message that she wants to give you. Okay. First of all, we want you to know that you are loved. And we are not talking about that silly little love that people teach is love, because it's not. We are talking about that deeper love, that love that is always there, that love that is inside of you, that love that connects you with every other being in the universe. That is the love that is always there for you. We want you to tap into that love, to live from that love. Because when you are allowing that love to guide you, to guide your decisions, to guide your life, then you are always going to make the choices that are for your highest good and the highest good of whomever is involved. Don't ever think that you actually have to have that man in your life in order to feel that you are loved. The love is always there. And yes, there is someone who is coming into your life, who is going to be someone that you can enjoy your life with, that you can laugh with, that you can just do the things that you love with. And actually enjoy being with them, because we want you to be happy. We've always wanted you to be happy. It's usually you who decides that you're not supposed to be happy. But don't feel bad about that. That's something that so many people decide, and it's so unnecessary. So open your heart. Allow yourself to feel love. To send love out to the world and to receive love back into you. And allow that beautiful one who is coming into your life and is very, very close to be attracted to you by that love, by that eternal link which you have. Because this is a soul that has been in your life many lifetimes. Someone that you have shared a great deal of love with. And it will be even more fun this time around. So allow yourself to relax and to receive and to be. Because you don't have to do anything to fix yourself and to make yourself presentable or acceptable or any of that kind of stuff. That's basing love on how you look, which is completely ridiculous. Love comes from within, physical stuff. Be you. Be that love. Open up to love. And don't forget, I'm always with you. I hold you in my arms. You are safe, and you are loved. Okay. Did she answer all your questions, or is there something else?
No, that pretty much covered it. So, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and have some fun with that new person.
I
will.
Feels
very
thank
loving,
you.
So I think you will, too. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. There's a lot of energy in these goddess cards. I guess I'm going to actually start using these. Okay. You're giving me information about the future, and I just need to let that go and focus on where I am now. Live in the now. Remember, that's what you guys always tell us. Okay, let's go to our next caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tina. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm fine. I called in to speak with your special guest, Peg Jones.
And you missed her.
Oh. Okay.
She had an appointment, so she was only actually here for like 20 minutes. But I have these goddess cards, and now they're saying Tina needs a message from a goddess, too.
Thank you.
So would you like a message from a goddess? Okay. Let me shuffle two more times. One more time. All right. And let me get the goddess that Tina needs. Okay. Okay, the goddess's name is S-I-G-E. Okay, and she says, quiet time. Take some quiet time to rest, meditate, and contemplate. Okay, so I am now going to let her give you the message that she wants to give you. Okay. You do so much for so many. You are always doing. You want the world to be this wonderful, happy, vibrant, alive place. We understand that. But we want you to make sure that you take time for you, for your own peace, for your own serenity, to do something that doesn't involve doing anything. To just let yourself be. And it can be something as simple as taking a bubble bath, lighting the room with candles, and just meditating while you soak in the water. It could be sitting outside, sipping a cup of coffee while you watch the birds and the animals frolic in the autumn leaves. We're not asking you to do anything complicated or expensive or time-consuming or anything like that. We're just asking that you take some time for you. And while you are in that time for you, you do not think about other people. You do not think about problems or what's going to happen or any of that stuff. You leave it alone and you just be in this space. With yourself, with your heart, with the love that is within you. And we'd like for you to do this every day. You don't have to spend hours doing it. I'm just asking for 15 minutes. Surely you have 15 minutes that you can dedicate to yourself every day. The you time that no one else is allowed to be in. Let everyone know that they cannot disturb you during this time. Truly is an emergency involving massive blood loss. Otherwise, they should just leave you alone. Just let you be. This is something you really need to do for you. For the love of you. For the health of you. And so this is what we ask. Christmas gifts to yourself. And for the next year, you will give yourself 15 minutes a day. Just for you. You are loved. Don't ever forget it. You are loved. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
That was wonderful, and that's exactly what I need to do. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you do let everybody know they are not supposed to bother you during this time. And don't let them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, great. Thanks for calling, Tina. It's always so wonderful to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you.
So now you can go and spend your quiet time.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Okay. Ooh. All right, I have 12 minutes. What do you guys want me to cover during the next 12 minutes? Okay, I'm supposed to let you know that there will not be a show on Christmas Day or New Year's Day. And then you can join. There will be a whole group of us here on the second Friday in January, which will be January the 8th. And we'll make it a fun party kind of thing. I have no idea what it's going to be like, but it should be fun. And as far as I know, it'll be Janetta, DC Love, Elizabeth, and Peg is going to see if she can make it. So it's going to be a wonderful time of love and laughter, and I'm already looking forward to it, and it just feels really good. So if you're used to the Friday shows, then there won't be any for the next two Fridays, and then we'll be back, and it'll be a group party, and it'll be lots of fun, and you're all invited. And as far as the Tuesday shows, I think that I'm still having one on the 22nd and the 29th, but I have to actually check my calendar to know for sure. So check in. If I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, I'm not. All right. So this holiday season, guidance wants you to remember yourself, that it's not just about the gifts that you give to others. It's okay for you to do something nice for you, to give a gift to yourself if that's something that you want. There's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't, because it's about sharing the love. And one of the people that you love is you. And if you don't love you, then you really need to work on that, because loving yourself is actually the first step in loving anybody else. Because if you don't love you, you don't actually know how to love anybody else. You may think you do. You may think that it's love. But if you don't have that love for you, you can't have it for others. Opening your heart to your own love is the greatest gift that you can give yourself this holiday season. So do that. Commit to some time for you. And if it means that you need to take 15 minutes to take a bubble bath or walk in nature or whatever it is that feels right for you, then do that. People complain because their lives just get more and more hectic. There are more and more things to do. Well, as long as you are in the energy that says life is getting more and more hectic, there are more and more things to do, then your life will continue to get more and more hectic. There will be more and more things to do because you are creating that. So if you want a life that has peace in it, create peace. You are the one who creates everything you experience. Yes, you are that powerful. God is within you. God is that powerful. Don't sell yourself short. Be who you truly are, who your heart says you are. And allow yourself to experience love, peace, joy, abundance, all of the wonderful things in life, all of the wonderful things in you. You are never separate from God, and you never will be. So use that incredible creative force, the force that creates everything you see. Use that force to create what you desire to create what you choose to experience, to create your life. And don't forget to let go of all those problems. Just let them float off down that river while you climb onto that beautiful yacht, that place you are meant to be. That reminds me of a reading that I got several years ago. And they painted a picture of me in this little rowboat, this little dinghy that was in this big river. And I'm in this little dinghy. And I've got my little paddles, and, you know, and I'm trying to row to where I want to go, and the boat's not going where I wanted to go. My life was not doing anything that I wanted it to do. And the imagery expanded, and they showed that this little dinghy was actually tied to this luxury liner. And it was my luxury liner. I was the captain of the luxury liner. And yet I was in the little dinghy trying to row, and I wasn't getting anywhere. There are so many people who live their lives that way. It's time for us all to get out of those little dinghies and to get on our luxury liners, to plot the course for where we want to be, to create the life that is right for us. Time for us to truly allow ourselves to be loved, to be blessed. So start blessing everyone, including yourself, including your angels, your guides. Send blessings to everyone. You can even send blessings to God. Why not? That's a way of sharing the love, sharing the light, of creating what we truly desire, of standing in the solutions. So I send blessings to each and every one of you. And I ask that you receive whatever it is that your heart wants most right in this, that you receive it, that you allow it, because God is giving it to you. And that you release any doubts, worries, fears, any of that stuff that would keep you from actually saying, yes, I accept this blessing. And just breathe. Feel the peace and the oneness. We are each guided. We are each gifted. We are each loved. And there is nothing that God would not give to you. So look at your life and see what it is that you are refusing to accept, because that is the only reason why you are not receiving what you're asking for. It's because you have decided that you shouldn't or can't or won't. Get to know yourself. Get to know what you think, what you believe, what you create, so that you can change it to match what it is you actually desire. You do have that power. You are that blessed. So allow yourself to live in that blessing, in that love, in that light. And remember all of the messages that were channeled during today's show. We heard from so many. And every one of those messages is meant for whoever it resonates with. So even if you didn't think that Artemis was talking to you, but a part of you says that she was, then she was. She's there for you too. Our guidance doesn't discriminate. They don't put conditions on the love that they share. So don't put conditions on it yourself. Allow yourself to receive it, to accept it, to acknowledge it, to be it. This is your life. You are creating it. The only one you're responsible for is you. So stand in the solutions and create the life that you truly want to experience. And please, please, let go of the problems. Because you don't need them. They don't make you a better person. Just let them go. And start moving forward in creating what you truly desire. Be the captain of your luxury liner. That's your destiny. Accept it. Enjoy it. And just let it be. Okay, so that's our show for today. I will be back on Tuesday, I think, which is actually the first day of winter. So you can go out and have your winter solstice celebration, if that's something you do. And if you need to get in touch with me, you can find me at barbara.healing@gmail.com or check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Don't forget, you can schedule your free 20-minute discovery session. This is your life. Decide what it is you're going to create. It's going to be a new year. It's when we all make our resolutions. Instead of making resolutions, set your intentions for what you want your life, and then let those intentions come true. Happy Friday. Lots and lots of love. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.